And I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom in Accra with the WGXC headlines for Friday, April 8th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia Memorial Hospital and the union representing its employees signed a new contract Tuesday, April 5th. In January, Columbia Memorial and Albany Medical Center announced an affiliation between the two hospitals, which would integrate clinical and administrative functions. The contract agreed to this week between the 1199 Service Employees International Union United Healthcare Workers East included a clause specifically protecting union jobs during mergers, acquisitions, or affiliations, and also protects jobs from being subcontracted out for a period of 18 months. The contract is retroactive to the beginning of 2016 and will expire at the end of 2019. The union represents 207 registered nurses and 612 other employees at Columbia Memorial. Read the full story in the Register Star. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Council on the Arts fears that six-month funding loss in 2017 could lead to the closure of the arts organization. Council Treasurer Jeff Friedman said the state is requiring organizations statewide to adjust their funding contract schedule from July to June to the calendar year, January to December, to comply with state procurement law. However, current funding contracts would expire 6 months before the new January to December contract would go into effect, and a six-month funding gap would result. County Council would have to find a way to sustain itself for 6 months without the benefit of more than $100,000 in state funds. Council was told in February it has until the end of 2017 to implement the change. Council Executive Director Kay Stamer said the six-month, six-figure funding gap would be catastrophic for the organization. Friedman said services and programs hosted by the council may have to be stopped. The hope is for the Greene County legislature to help the council by lobbying state lawmakers for funding to bridge the gap. Friedman said there's no plan in development at the state level to help. Quote, so we're lobbying elected officials that when next year's budget negotiations take place, that they put some kind of gap funding proposal in that budget, unquote. Stamer remained optimistic. She said, quote, hopefully with help from the legislature and our colleagues across the state, we can sort this out. I expect us to survive, unquote. Note, Wave Farms WGXC receives funding from the Greene County Council on the Arts. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman reports that at Onteora School District meeting April 5th in Ulster County, Student Government President Reagan Lohade said student government is polling students about changing the school's mascot name, the Indians. Quote, we got comments about how something has to be done and how kids feel that we don't have school spirit because our mascot is disrespectful, unquote, she said, noting some students polled wanted to keep the name. The Freeman reports that Onteora School Board in January 2000 passed a resolution to stop using the Indians' nickname and symbol, but voters in May of that year elected a school board that favored keeping the name, so the new board returned the Native American mascot, with residents voting in 2001 by a margin of 1,940 to 1,868 to keep the Indians' nickname and symbol. In Greene County, the Coxsackie Athens School also uses the Indians' nickname. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Jessica Huseman, Rosalind Adams, and Daniel Porat report for ProPublica in the Albany Times-Union that New York is an exception to the rule in nursing. Quote, over the past 15 years, nursing boards across the country have taken steps to tighten oversight of nurses, screening applicants more extensively before issuing licenses, and instituting swifter, tougher sanctions for problem licensees. Not New York, they write in a long investigation. Nursing applicants do not undergo simple background checks or submit fingerprints in New York like many other states. The Office of the Professions, the regulating body, often takes no action when it finds out that other states or other New York agencies have disciplined New York nurses. New York does not do much disciplining of nurses either. In 2014, fewer than 350 licensees, which works out to 1 in 1,190, were penalized, while Ohio disciplined 1 in 167 and California 1 in 325. Read the full story from ProPublica in the Albany Times-Union. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that New York State Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam, who represents Greene, Ulster, Albany, Schoharie, and other counties, was at the Ted Cruz campaign rally April 7th in Scotia. Cruz spoke in the McKeel Christian Academy gym for just under 30 minutes, saying the media wants to see a race between two New York liberals, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
This next election is going to focus on three critical issues: jobs, freedom, and security.
Cruz currently is third to Trump and Ohio Governor John Kasich in most polls of New York Republicans. April 19th is the primary for both Democrats and Republicans in the state.
Ohio Governor and Republican presidential candidate John Kasich will speak at the Saratoga Springs City Center from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Monday, April 11th. There is a link on the WGXC newsroom to get tickets to attend. Donald Trump is in negotiations with the Times Union Center in Albany about holding a rally there the same night. Today is Friday, April 8th, 2016. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a chance of showers today, Friday, mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 46. Friday night, mostly cloudy also, with a low around 25. Saturday, there's a slight chance of rain or snow showers before 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 2 a.m. and mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 44. Chance of snow showers Sunday night with a low around 28. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Green, Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Albany, Schoharie, Delaware counties, and Western Massachusetts.